The number of Pennsylvanians hospitalized for opioid overdoses spiked last year, mirroring the nation's ballooning addiction crisis. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that as hospitalizations rise, one local insurer is trying to stem the flow of prescription drugs.
When you suffer from an opioid overdose, you don't necessarily wind up in the hospital. Many people are treated by first responders or bystanders who carry naloxone, a drug that can reverse an overdose. But a growing number of Pennsylvanians are winding up admitted to the hospital as a result of opioids, according to a new report.
The most alarming finding of the report was that hospital admissions for heroin overdoses have gone up by 66% just in the last 2 years.
Joe Martin is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Healthcare Cost Containment Council, which crunches hospital spending data in the state. He says it's not only illicit drugs. Hospitalizations for overdoses related to prescription opioids are just as high. And the costs of those hospitalizations has more than doubled, up to $27 million since 2012, much of it coming from taxpayer-funded programs, including Medicaid. Martin says his big takeaway is that in spite of a lot of political energy to combat the opioid crisis, a turnaround is still far off.
We have not gotten our arms around this. There may be some light at the end of the tunnel on the pain medication side, but it's still way too high.
That light could come in the form of databases to track patients who received prescription opioids and other policies to keep legal drugs from being overprescribed or diverted. The largest insurer in the Philadelphia region, Independence Blue Cross, just announced a new policy to give new patients only 5 days' worth of opioids on the first prescription. The idea is to make patients check in with doctors before getting more pills and lessen the chance people will sell these medicines on the black market. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.
This disclosure, Independence Blue Cross supports WHYY.